You're listening to SBS News.
With potentially hundreds of thousands of Australian workers suddenly without regular incomes because of the COVID-19 crisis, groups like the Victorian Council of Social Services find themselves at the front line of an extraordinary period of economic upheaval. According to Chief Executive Emma King, there's a large new cohort of battlers in need of help.
We're now seeing a whole lot of people falling into that vulnerable category who were not there before. So we always had a group of people who were basically poor, a number of people who were just hanging in there, and a group of people who are doing all right, but are now suddenly finding themselves all at that vulnerable end of the population. And we're watching this happening at a really remarkable pace. So every protection that we can see put in place is vitally important.
And one of those crucial protections is around keeping roofs over heads. The National Cabinet has announced a moratorium on evictions, but it's yet to be legislated by most states. It's also not a moratorium on charging rents, with questions remaining about what happens when the six-month eviction moratorium ends. Emma King has told SBS, while there's been positive negotiations between landlords and tenants, the goodwill hasn't been universal.
I was speaking with someone just last week who had their rent put up by $20. So, and it was at the very same time that their work was drying up at the same time. So basically, we know there's some great landlords, we know there's some others who are not, and we need some protections there for people who simply can't rely on a handshake deal.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called on tenants and landlords to negotiate their arrangements. But Leo Patterson-Ross, a senior policy officer with the Tenants Union of New South Wales, says more structure is needed because of the imbalance in the power relationship between the two parties.
The system that the legal system is set up to very heavily favour landlords, and so is our housing supply system. We operate in a environment where there is always a shortfall of genuine alternatives to the house that you're currently in. So tenants are very much on the back foot here, and so suggesting that people should negotiate is almost inevitably going to mean that many people do not have a good experience. Many tenants do not have a good experience.
Mr. Patterson-Ross acknowledges that it's not just renters but landlords as well who are feeling the pinch. He says governments can intervene to help ease their cost pressures too.
Council rates, various water charges, lots of you know, government-related or government-controllable charges relating to the property that could be waived or relaxed during a period to give landlords the ability to accept reduced rent. Because really what we're seeing at the moment is a lot of landlords not feeling like they can accept the reduced rent because they're so heavily mortgaged and they have so many costs.
The Real Estate Institute of Victoria is calling for regulations that will balance the needs of both renters and owners facing financial hardship. President Leah Calnan says a one-size-fits-all approach won't work when it comes to landlords.
You've got some that are self-funded retirees that perhaps don't have a mortgage on the property but rely only on the rental income coming in for their income. You have also the investors who rely heavily on the rent coming in to support mortgages. You've got your institutional investors and also investors who have got multiple properties. So cash flow is key for all of them.
Scott Morrison says mediation will be available if renters and tenants are unable to reach an agreement.
We want to make sure that smaller tenants have the protections they need to be able to sit down with their landlords. Many landlords doing the right thing, talking to their tenants, understanding that they both need each other and coming to sensible arrangements that help them both get through. But there's unreasonableness that is happening from both landlords and tenants alike.
The Prime Minister has foreshadowed a mandatory coronavirus industry code of practice for commercial and retail tenants. But the National Cabinet has yet to reach an agreement on the conditions. Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.